Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
So, hey everyone, welcome to another Van Hack success case. Today I'm here with Gustavo. Gustavo, thank you so much for joining us. Can you introduce yourself?
So, my name is Gustavo. I'm a software developer have 8 years of experience. And yeah, I got a job through Van Hack last year by attending one of the Van Hack events, and it was pretty awesome.
Awesome, Gustavo. Thank you so much. And let me ask you, why did you decide to look for a job abroad?
I had studied in Canada in the past, and one of my dreams was to really have a chance to go back to Canada, maybe to work there someday or just try to do like a master's degree. And on top of that, my girlfriend was living there and working there last year. So I think it was like the perfect time to try to get a job abroad and moving to Canada once again.
That's awesome. And how did your story with Van Hack start? How did you get to know Van Hack?
So I think a friend of mine, or maybe like a coworker, mentioned something about Van Hack at work. And I know like one coworker that I used to work with, he relocated to Canada, and I think it was through Van Hack. So I think I got the word from inside coworkers and people I worked with. So I just Google it today, and I just sign up and I start looking for jobs there.
And how was your job search before Van Hack?
Before Van Hack, it was really hard. And I was trying out to send resumes through LinkedIn or through sending emails, right, to recruiters. And it was really hard because nobody was getting back to me. So I signed up for Van Hack. I started doing the language verification, the code challenges. And within like 1 week, I got my first job interview, which I didn't pass, but it was a real upgrade from what I was trying to do before.
That's awesome. How did we help you with your journey to get a job abroad?
I think not only like providing the event and organizing the event where you guys connect like companies with software developments, right? But apart from that, I think it was incredibly helpful what you guys did on the part that you prepare all the candidates to attend the event and how like to maybe just give some insights on the dress code or how to prepare yourself to the tough interview questions. So that was really, really helpful. I can't stress like how much it helped me like to be prepared when the time came. And yeah, especially because you're going to another country, you probably like people expect you to behave different there in some aspects. So that was really, really helpful.
Awesome. And Gustavo, tell me a little bit about your interview process. What happened? You were part of a LEAP event, right?
I arrived at the... So you have like the first day where you do the pitch, right? At the LEAP event. And then you just kind of like wait there, and the Van Hack team will just like assign you to the interviews, which the companies there really liked your profile. So yeah, it was really intense. I think the event lasted from Monday to Thursday or something like that. And I attended like 4 or 5 different interviews. So it was pretty like intense. And so I would have, you would, me and all the other candidates, we would have like interviews in the morning, in the afternoon. Yeah, I think it's, we were all prepared because the VanHack team helped us out a lot. And it was really good, you know, because before that I was trying to send out my resume and wasn't getting anywhere. So to attend an event, I think, was the best way to go, because even though it's really intense to do that 4-day interview process for different companies, but it really like speed ups the process and you really have a chance of getting hired like at the event. So it was really intense, but really, really amazing and helpful.
You spoke about the preparation you received before the event. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it helped you feel more confident to talk to the companies on the interview?
Yes, definitely. Especially with the tough interview questions. And especially because sometimes when you have someone helping you out to practice, they can really like focus on the points that your weak points, I would say, like, because sometimes you're saying something, just trying to answer the question, but it could have like a negative effect. So it was really, really helpful, like, to get that feedback from the VanHack team and also the other candidates during the preparation process. And as you start like seeing, like, because you're preparing, but you're also like helping others to prepare as well. So Anna from VanHack, she was kind of like helping us through to go through the preparation, and she would really call out one of us to like give feedback from one of the other candidates that were also preparing for the event. And it was really good because you could also like watch out for the points that you also like, I would say the weak points that you also make during an interview process. So you just like, you build up, right? You start like to get this tough points and you really get prepared for it. And I don't know if I really answered this one. Like,
yeah, sure, sure.
As I wanted, but.
No problem. It's good, like, to have the community help each other, give feedback. It's one of our values, right? We hack together, mm-hmm. and I think this is the best. Gustavo, was there a time during your process of looking for a job abroad that you thought about giving up?
I didn't reach that point of giving up, because it was really one of my dreams and one of my girlfriend dreams. I was talking to, I was trying to send out resumes, but as soon as I signed up for VanHack and start seeing, like, I got an interview like within 1 week, which didn't go very well. Maybe I wasn't too prepared. But when you start getting like results, right, or you start feeling that you're reaching somewhere, so I didn't think of giving up, because I know I got an interview through VanHack and there was also an event coming up, so I knew that that I would have to go to that event, and that I could really get a job by attending that event. So I didn't thought of giving up just yet.
How was the feeling when you got the job offer?
It was amazing. I was I did 2 interviews with the same company before leaving the event. And the first one was more like a technical interview, and the second one was with the CEO. And the second one was the one that I was more like nervous about, because I was going to talk to the CEO of the company. but it went really well. And he was like very friendly, and we talked more about life experience than work experience. It was more like a cultural interview. So it was really good. We got to connect, and yeah, just after leaving the interview, I got an email from him saying, "Oh, we're going to make an offer." And that was just like that feeling of mission accomplished because it was such an intense week. Like, I don't know, like how many interviews I did that week, probably like 5 interviews in 4 days. And when you get the offer, you just feel like that it was totally worth it, you know? You feel like everything you've been through, the preparation, the interviews, all that intensity, it was really worth it in the end.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Gustavo, you've been working remotely for the company, right? Waiting right. for the relocation. How is life now? How are things working for you now?
I really, like, I never really been working remotely like before the pandemic. So I didn't know how I would adapt to this new life. But I think it's been really good. The company's it has a really nice culture, and the team is also great. So we try like to keep the distance a little bit short by having some virtual coffee events and this kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, some days I still miss the office environment where you can just like go grab a coffee with a coworker. But I know we're going to get there someday. But I think I really adapted to the remote work style. And yeah, it's been great. I'm loving the company, and I'm loving the new job.
Yeah, that's awesome and really rewarding to hear. Gustavo, and still talking a little bit about the event, do you recommend VanHackers to be part of a hiring event at VanHack, and why?
Yes, definitely. I recommend attending the events. And I also, I think already, I have another success case because, a friend of mine's brother, I think he attended a VanHack event last year, and he got hired. And I think he's going to be relocating to Canada in the next months as well. And I think I would recommend it. Like the strongest point is because when you attended the event, you are directly in touch with the companies that are looking for candidates. And it's like, it's really easy to connect. So probably they're just going to call you to do a quick chat, and then they're going to invite you to an interview. And I can't say like how much the VanHack team really help the candidates to get a job, especially during the preparation. So you feel like you have all the tools like to get an interview and to getting a job, right? You have the preparation, you have the connections. So yeah, you just have to go for it, prepare, and it's going to pay off in the end.
Yeah, that's true. And it's amazing. And Gustavo, what tips do you have for the VanHackers who are looking to get hired abroad?
I would say just complete like the VanHack challenges. I think they really like they help you out throughout the process. I had to do some technical interviews, but they were more like they wouldn't focus on the whiteboard. They were more like architectural interviews, and I think that was because I had already passed the VanHack challenges. So I think the companies really trust VanHack, the job they are doing to get good candidates on board, and Yeah, I would say attend the events if you can, because I think that's the fastest way and to get a job. And if you go through the preparation process, I think you have a really, really good chances to get a job. So I know like it's hard. Sometimes you're still working for another company and you have to go through the preparation, but just bear with it. Do your best to prepare and it's going to pay off.
Preparation is always the key to success, right?
Yeah, definitely. And you're going to be with other people that are also preparing. And it's really good because it kind of like you look to the side and there's also another a friend who we would have like a waiting room, like a Van Hack HQ. And we would have just a whiteboard where we just like go over like interview questions and just share tough questions with each other. So that was really another awesome thing that happened during the Van Hack event. We were really part of a group looking at the same objective.
Yeah, again, we hack together, right? The sense of community is really strong on Van Hackers. And when we are preparing together for an interview, we feel that really strong, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So Gustavo, thank you so much for joining me today and for telling us your story. And I hope we can see you in Canada soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you for all the Van Hack team for the great job you guys been doing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Van Hack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.